Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday, guys. It is 5:30, November 14th. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. Ready for the weekend. It's a rainy one. The rain actually woke me up this morning, and it was like 10 minutes before my alarm was going to go off.
Oh, and I was, man.
Like, I hear this drip, drip, drip. I was like, what is, oh no, it's raining. Oh no, my alarm's about to go off. But I think we could use a little rain around here. It's not fun to drive in, that is for sure.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst. I was already hydroplaning a little bit on the way to work this morning, and I'm like, oh, Drive slower.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. You're used to, because it's not like a downpour. It's just enough to get the roads wet. So
yes.
You go slipping and sliding everywhere. But yeah, and it's going to be a rainy weekend too. So maybe a good day to catch up on some stuff around the house.
That's actually what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm cleaning the whole house this morning. I mean, this weekend. I looked at like my showers and stuff and I was like, oof, yep, it's time.
It's time.
Yeah.
we haven't done this for a while.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow morning I am going to be over at one of the new home communities up in the northwest part of town called Citrine for Tri Point Homes. And everyone, I'd love you to come out, even if it's raining. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just like the new home builds are so beautiful. It's just off of Sky Village and near Sky Canyon. And it's, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun out there, give away a lot of prizes. So I'm doing that tomorrow morning. And then other than that, I think I'm just kind of chilling. I don't know. We don't really have any plans, but I'm not opposed to doing something this weekend.
Same. Yeah. I love the relaxed weekend this weekend because last weekend was so go, go, go from traveling. So yeah, just chilling. You know what? My aunt and uncle are in town. I think they're here for Mecum Auctions. And then tonight we're going to grab dinner.
Oh, so that's fun.
That's going to be my big
plans. Do
you
guys know where you guys are going yet?
We're getting pho.
Oh, nice. It's a perfect day for that,
and
right?
It's funny because she asked. She goes, what do you want to get for dinner? And then immediately I looked at the weather and I'm like, we're getting soup.
Yeah.
Getting soup.
Why is it when you get older, soup is like, it just hits so hard. I never liked soup until I started getting older. And I was like, oh my gosh, soup sounds delicious. delicious right now.
You know what's funny is last weekend, my you remember Sizzlers? Sizzlers used to be in Vegas. It had like a salad bar and soup.
Yeah, I've never been, but I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay, so they have some in still in California. And so I'm like, you know what? We got to go to Sizzlers because I don't have one in Vegas. So they ask, you know, what do you want to get? And Sizzlers is really known for their steak. And I'm like, honestly, I just want a chicken noodle soup.
Soup.
Yeah.
Soup. It's so funny. I mean, the thing. Well, do you have a favorite kind of soup is the question.
Well, it's always going to go to my Filipino soup. Okay. Sinigang. But second.
Like if you're at a restaurant and they have like their choice of soups, like your chicken noodle and your minestrone and your clam chowder. Like, what do you go with?
It's a toss up between chicken noodle soup and clam chowder. No, it has to be chicken noodle soup. That's my number one. What about you?
I like the chicken tortilla soup. Some places have those. But my favorite soup is actually at Olive Garden. Their pasta fagioli soup. Have you ever had their soup before?
What color is it?
Oh, it's like a reddish color.
I've seen it.
Oh, I love that soup. If I'm ever sick, my husband gets me that from Olive Garden. It is my favorite soup. It's got like little noodles. It's got some beans. It's got some veggies. It's got some meat. It's so good. It's a very hearty soup, but it is my favorite.
Is the red broth a tomato base?
I think so, but it's not thick. It's very light. It's a light broth.
It's funny how you hate tomatoes, but you'll eat like tomato stuff.
Anything with tomatoes in it, I'll pretty much eat it. But if it's a raw tomato, forget it. I'm out.
No, but you can't see what it's coming from, but you will eat it.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Of course, it is Friday, so we are going to hook you up with some really cool prizes, including right after 6 o'clock, an early edition of Heads Up, Andy Grammer tickets. He's going to be at Red Rock Hotel and Resort, Casino and Resort, rather, and we want to send you to that show. Also at 7:30, tickets to our advanced screening of Wicked for Good. That is on the way. Make sure you are listening for that. And it's Mercedes in the morning. There's something about childhood toys that hits a nerve in your memory. You hear a name and suddenly you're back in your bedroom and you're hanging out on a Saturday morning, no responsibilities, sugar high from the cereal that your mom let you have.
Yes.
Like, life was good, right? And now, for me, like, toys was, they were such a big part of my childhood. And one of the legends has returned. The Easy Bake Oven is back, you guys.
Yes,
the new version. It has a safer door.
Oh, yeah.
It has a real heating element. So I guess grown adults are actually buying it. And they're saying that it's their way of going back to their childhood. And it made me think about, like, what was the toy from your childhood that ruled your world? Like, it was the one that made you sprint down the hallway, the one you begged your parents for, the one you, like, defended with your whole entire soul. Like, you would not let anyone else play with it. Did you have one of those?
Oh, my gosh, yes. For me, when I was a kid, I have vivid memories of begging my parents for a Tamagotchi.
Oh, those, yeah, and now, and those are back too.
Yes, and the thing is, back then when they were such a huge hype, they had Famagotchis, like those fake ones that weren't real Tamagotchis, but they had like off-brand ones.
They were like the Timu versions?
Exactly.
Oh no.
So my mom would get me both because I wanted all of them. And I remember clicking them on. They had that little silver chain and they would click onto my backpack. I had like three of them. And my mom's like, you gotta calm down on the virtual pets. But I love them so much. Just hearing the beeping sound of when it needed to be fed or the beeping sound when it needed to be cleaned up from the bathroom. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, maybe I just wanted to have a pet so bad that I wanted all these Tamagotchis.
Were you able to keep them alive for a while?
Honestly, I probably not, because no. Not long after that, I don't know where they went.
I feel like they died fast.
They
even
did.
Even if you did keep up with them.
It was like as if the more you took care of it and the more attention it needed, the faster it died.
Yeah, it was like trying to ask you more and more. And it's like, I have to go to school.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't be watching you all day long.
I remember asking one of my brothers, like, can I leave my Tamagotchi with you so you can take care of it? They're like, absolutely not.
It's so funny. We're getting some texts here. This one says, for me, probably my Atari and Nintendo NES. I loved playing Super Mario Brothers. That was like, I feel like that was the first video game I got really good at.
Really?
Super Mario Brothers. I loved that one. This one says, Light Bright, the best mood lighting before mood lighting.
All of those pieces, though.
Oh, they would get stuck in the carpet. Yeah. But those were pretty cool. For me, it was, do you remember the Barbie styling head?
The big one?
The big head?
Yes. Oh, my God. You do its hair and stuff?
I love that thing. And I didn't own it. It was my cousin's. My cousin had it. I was so jealous. I would sit there and I would brush that hair and clip barrettes like I was booked and busy with back-to-back clients. Like, I thought I was a cosmetologist. I swear, I gave that plastic head some of the best blowouts back in the day. That was my favorite thing. And I would purposely go visit my cousin just so I could play with that Barbie head. I'm shocked I didn't end up in cosmetology school. I really am.
You know, it's so funny because I never had one, but I've seen my friends with it or I see it in commercials. But with my actual Barbie dolls, I would still cut its hair. Like, I'd give it bangs. And
oh,
like,
yeah, I
do
that too. Yeah. I swear, the confidence that I had in fixing the hair on these Barbies, I mean, you would think I was like one state board exam away from owning my own salon.
You know, like Weird Barbie from the Barbie movie?
Yes.
That's our Barbies when we were little.
Oh my gosh, those poor things. If I find those again.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? It is finally Friday. It is November 14th, 6:02. The weekend approaches. A little bit of a rainy one, though, this morning. So if you're headed out, be careful. The roads are very slick. And it sounds like we're going to be getting some rain for the next couple of days. I like it and I don't like it. Yeah. I mean, obviously the driving part sucks. But when you're at home and you're nice and comfy, cozy, then I do love me some rain.
Oh, yeah. One of the things I love in the rain is just scrolling on my phone.
Yeah.
Doom scrolling.
It's just so relaxing.
That was me yesterday. Just doom scrolling on my phone. And I was like passing by this video. And I was like, oh, look it. It's the new Pope. Did you guys see this video of the Pope's four favorite films?
I saw the, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, you saw it? Okay, so this is what I was scrolling on social media. I saw the Pope, and I'm like, oh, look it, Pope's favorite films. And I want to play the audio for you. And I have a little bit of concern for the Pope, okay?
Let's kind of paint the picture. So the Pope decided to drop his four favorite movies. And you expect something kind of, you know, interesting, wild, spicy, maybe he surprises everyone with like a horror pick or something.
Yes.
Like, maybe he throws something where the main character is not like singing to birds or something, and then he releases the list and you realize the Pope watches movies the same way your grandma watches movies.
Yes. Okay, here are his four favorite films.
My four favorite films: It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart from 1946, The Sound of Music from 1965 with Julie Andrews. Ordinary People, the year was 1980. The stars were Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore. La Vita è Bella, 1997, Roberto Benigni.
Like, I'm sorry.
La Vita Bella is Life is Beautiful, for those of you that saw the English version.
Oh, okay.
Life is Beautiful, which was a great movie. That was a fantastic movie. The other ones, I mean, they're all classics, right?
I think they're classics. But I think we gotta get the Pope a little bit more modernized. Like, what if we gave him if we had the Pope for a night at our house and showed him our classic movies, but in a more modern version? I'm sorry, but It's a Wonderful Life, it's a little outdated to me. I mean, Sound of Music is a classic, but when did that movie come out? In the 40s? We gotta get him, like, in the 2000s. I'm thinking, like, Mean Girls. Like, oh, every Wednesday, the Vatican wears pink. Like, something like that. I would love to see the Pope watch these classic movies that we grew up in. You know what I mean?
And maybe he has, but they just didn't stick with him as much. Maybe he relates more to the other ones. But yeah, like, what would be the movie on your list that you wanted the Pope to watch? That you're like, trust me, you're going to love it. And you might knock out, you know, Ordinary People off of your list if you see it, Pope. Is it Mean Girls?
Yeah, I would say it was Mean Girls, but I want to like think about him and his background. Honestly, since I know he's from Chicago, What if it's Ferris Bueller's day off?
Yeah, that would be a good one. He could see some familiar sights, and I'm sure he could kind of relate to some of the stuff going on in the movie.
Yes, exactly. Is there a movie for you that you're like, you know what? The Pope's coming over. We got to get him to watch this movie.
I think because I have it on the brain right now, F1, the movie with Brad Pitt. I would want the Pope to watch F1. That movie was so good. I am begging someone at the Vatican to make this happen. Like, he has spent all this time watching these really wholesome family movies. It is time for him to see Brad Pitt in a fire suit, driving like the rent is due. Like, he needs to do something. He needs some chaos in his life. And the soundtrack is so good. And there's a redemption arc in it. And he's going to love the mentor and the rookie storyteller line. Like, you got to watch Sonny Hayes and F1 Pope. That's just the way to go.
What about the movie that's coming out next weekend? We got to catch him up on the first part. Wicked. We got to catch the Pope up on Wicked. The story between Elphaba and Glinda and how their friendship started and how it turns. And this song, hearing it live in the theater, it has to be done, Pope. We got to get you caught up.
I feel like he's had to have seen the first Wicked, don't you think?
Well, he's been so busy being the Pope. I don't know if he's had time to watch Wicked.
He has time to doom scroll too, doesn't he? He has time to go to the movies. Does the Pope go? Yeah, they probably bring the movies to him. You know, he probably has his own theater at the Vatican where he gets to watch whatever he wants.
He probably has a projector screen inside the theater.
Like a film strip or something like that.
Or the projector screens that came out in school.
Yes, you know, exactly. Exactly. Well, we have so much coming up on the show this morning. You don't want to miss it. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, your tickets to see Andy Grammer. He is coming to town, Red Rock Casino and Resort, and we've got your tickets with an early edition of Heads Up. Don't go anywhere. And coming up next, speaking of Wicked, Ariana Grande was grabbed on the yellow carpet in Singapore, and Cynthia Erivo, she stepped in. The guy who did it has a wild history. We have that story coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Ariana Grande is trending this morning. Man, what a scary situation she got caught in the middle of. She is on the yellow carpet in Singapore for the premiere of Wicked for Good, looking adorable, waving, just, you know, doing that sweet little smile that she does. And this guy in pajamas comes sprinting in like he was running for his life and he refused to leave. So this guy, I guess, is known for doing this stuff. He's known as Pajama Man. Have you heard of this guy before?
I've only heard of him since last night.
Yeah, he does this to a lot of celebrities, apparently. His real name is Johnson Nguyen, and he has just a long record of breaching security at major events. When he did that, Cynthia Erivo, she intervened, got right in front of him, protected Ariana. It was seriously one of the sweetest things. She pushed him away. Security did remove the guy from the carpet, and Ariana was okay. She stepped back with Cynthia and Michelle Yeoh checking on her, but what a scary situation. Security swarmed him, but you watch her like take that little breath that says, I'm okay, but also like, what in the world was that?
Startled.
You know?
Yeah. So I've watched this video and so many other videos of the people that were actually at the premiere. Turns out that this guy, after he was pushed away from the yellow carpet, he was dancing. He was acting like everything was okay. And he attempted to do it a second time, even after he went.
There's obviously something not right happening. He posted a video afterwards on social media, and this is what he said. Okay, yeah, it's not right. He has rushed Katy Perry before. He's rushed The Weeknd before. He even showed up to the Paris Olympics, like he was on a roster or something. So yeah, he posts this video, so excited that he met Ariana Grande. You didn't meet her, okay? She did not even have a chance to process the fact that a stranger grabbed her and before Cynthia launched into superhero mode.
Yes. Oh my God. The Cynthia was the true security last night.
I saw someone make a post that said this should be the reboot of The Bodyguard that we've all needed.
Yes.
And that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play an early edition of Heads Up. Who's ready to win? Our number is 702-364-9400. And up for grabs, we've got your tickets to see Andy Grammer. He is coming back to town, puts on such a great show, and we want to send you right now his monster tour at Red Rock Casino and Resort on November 15th. We're playing Heads Up. We have one category left since it's Friday. That category is Oscar worthy. You get six answers in 60 seconds, and you are going to the show. Who wants to play right now? Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400. You know how there is always one word that completely defeats you? Like, it's the one word that your mouth absolutely refuses to cooperate on. And I'll avoid certain words and sentences because I just know I'm going to lose the battle. There's this new list of the most mispronounced words in America. And these are the ones that people keep searching. Like, how do you say this word? I can't say this word. And of course, the one I cannot say is on this list.
Oh, is it?
I'm going to attempt to say it and I'm going to mess it up again. But it's the sauce that you put on like steaks. Worcestershire. I just can't say that word. I don't know what it is about that word that makes it impossible for me to say, but that is on the list. Let me see. They gave a phonetic spelling of it. Worcestershire sauce.
No way.
Worcestershire sauce. Wow. I can't. Someone just texted said, the way I remember how to say that is, what's this here sauce? What's this here sauce? What, that actually works, you guys. Oh my gosh. That's my personal nemesis when it comes to words that I cannot say. Does anyone else have one of those that you just struggle with? 702-364-9400. Some of the others. Do you know what the name is of that Greek sandwich?
Oh, is it? People say gyro, but is it gyro?
It's gyro. Yeah. Oh. If you say gyro, that is incorrect. It's gyro. You go to a smoothie shop and that purple bowl. What's that?
Acai?
Acai.
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 Ah, I'm pronouncing it wrong too. Darn it.
The wiener dogs. What are they called?
I just saw one at the park yesterday. A mini one. A dachshund.
A dachshund. Yes. A lot of people call them dosh hounds. It's dachshund. Other words on here are charcuterie. People have, you'd like to post them online, but you can't say the word.
Yep.
What else? Oh, the artist that sings Too Sweet.
Oh, God. Is it Hozier?
Hozier. Yes.
Okay.
When he first came out, I called him Hozier.
Yeah.
Or Hozer. It's Hozier. What is the word that is your personal nemesis? 702-364-9400. They had the top one for Nevada, too. And the top word that is most mispronounced in our state is, well, let me spell it and then see how you say it.
Okay.
Macabre.
What is that?
Macabre.
Is it macabre?
Like if something's very scary, it's like, this is the meaning of it. It's like horrifying. It's macabre.
What?
You've never heard that word before?
No, I'm learning so much. So the R is silent?
Yeah, macabre.
Oh, God.
But it looks like macabre. Let's see what they are. Jessica, hey, good morning. What is the word you just for the life of you cannot pronounce correctly?
What were they saying this morning on the news? It was like irregardless. Like that is really hard for me to say.
Isn't that even a real word? Like I keep hearing that's not even real.
That's the other thing that I've heard is that it's not even a real word. And it was the guy from the ACLU. And I'm like, you're really educated and like a lawyer, but you just said irregardless. And I thought that was a
word. Well, maybe it is a word and we're the ones that don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thanks, Jessica. Let's talk to Natalie. Natalie, what is that word that you cannot say correctly?
Well, actually, it's not me. It was my daughter, Autumn. Hi. She's half Portuguese, and she couldn't say Portuguese, so she used to go around telling everybody she was Porky Cheese.
Porky Cheese! Okay, why is that the most adorable thing I've ever heard? I think I like that. That is so cute. Thanks for calling. We're getting tons of texts. February?
Oh, yeah.
Do you say February or February?
I say February.
Yeah, because there's an R in there. It's February.
So it is pronounced that first R?
Yes,
oh, God.
It's February, yeah. Someone just said the old person disease. How do you say that?
The old person disease? Alzheimer's?
Oh, Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's? Alzheimer's.
I hope I said it right.
I don't know.
The place where you bury people.
Cemetery?
Yeah.
Cemetery.
Yeah, cemetery.
Huh. What about Q-U-I-N-O-A?
Quinoa.
I used to call it quinoa. My friend corrected me at dinner once. I was like, are you going to get the quinoa salad? She goes, girl, it's quinoa.
You can have the quinoa with your pork and cheese.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime, Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Americans want awe. They don't want souvenir shops. So there's a new survey that shows people are craving moments that make you stop and stare when it comes to travel in 2026. The number one thing that people want to do next year is see the Northern Lights.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Iceland Air asked 3,000 people about their dream trips, and the lights came in first with 34.5%. They were number one for Gen Z, millennials, and people over 55. So high latitudes like Iceland, Finland, Sweden, and Canada, they deliver the strongest shows when it comes to the Northern Lights. 58% of people say they want the natural wonders over city adventures, like the Grand Canyon landed in second. The Roman Colosseum came in third. The rest of the top 10 kind of reads like a global scavenger hunt, really. Safaris, natural hot springs, whale watching, Victoria Falls, the Great Wall of China, the Great Barrier Reef, Machu Picchu. I think this is the year that people really just go for the experiences.
It's different because when you're reading off these lists of things that people want to see, it's not the hustle and bustle of New York City. It's like the nature of it all. And I think that's what's awesome is that people want to connect more with Earth versus like, let's go to these big cities. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's something to be said for the cities. They definitely have their place in travel and tourism. But I agree. I just feel like there's so many, this world is so big and there's so many things that I want to see in my lifetime. And it's just like finding the time and making the commitment to do it. And yeah, there's just, I want to go I really want to go to Japan. I really want to go to South Korea. I really want to go to Ireland.
Do it.
There's just so many places I want to go, but you know, it's not free to do that.
<It's true>.
So, is there a place that you want to go that you've never been?
Gosh, honestly, everything you just said right there off the bat is amazing. I really want to go to Thailand. My friends have been to Thailand and said that the price is great. Everything is there. It's pretty cheap. And they were riding elephants and like protecting the animals.
Cool.
I really want to go there.
Yeah, there's just so many places. Also this morning, so your fingers are finally going to survive snack time. PepsiCo, they just announced new colorless versions of Doritos and Cheetos.
What?
Colorless.
Like they're naked?
They're not that orangey color. It's called Simply NKD. No dyes, no artificial flavors. Same levels of flavor, though, they say. The timing kind of lands with a lot of the pressure from federal regulators who plan to phase out those petroleum-based synthetic dyes by the end of the year. So parents and scientists, they've been raising concerns about these dyes and children for years. The FDA says that they're watching the data. So for right now, your white shirt might have a fighting chance, you know?
It's funny because, you know, of course, after you eat hot Cheetos, that red dust on your fingers, I've seen people eat hot Cheetos with like chopsticks. I'm like, that is so brilliant, but also like, I wouldn't be able to do that. The fingers are where it's at.
You know, that's funny because I never even thought of doing something like this, but there's a place that we love to get like chicken from. It's called BBQ Chicken. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
In Chinatown. And we went there to eat once, and we're sitting down and we're eating like our wings with our fingers, making a mess. And we look at the table next to us and they have gloves. They have plastic gloves on. And I'm like, that is so smart. And they saw us staring at them and they kind of smiled. They're like, do you guys want gloves? And I was like, do you have some? And they're like, no, they gave them to you. Just have to ask for them. And so I asked, I'm like, can we get some gloves? And yeah, then we ended up eating with the plastic gloves on.
That's so brilliant. I only think of when I go out to like seafood boil places, those plastic gloves.
Yeah.
But other restaurants didn't know they had them.
So smart. So smart. Finally, this morning, chalk up another win for AI generated dating. There is a 32-year-old woman from Japan, known only as Kano, and she started up a relationship with an AI chatbot who she named Loon Klaus.
Okay.
At first, it was just because she needed someone to talk to, but things escalated. So much so that Kano broke off a 3-year engagement that she had to her real-life boyfriend, and she decided to marry Mr. Klaus.
Can do that? You can marry your chat?
Yes.
GPT?
A legit wedding ceremony was held and it was complete with vows and a ring exchange. I don't know how you put a ring on a chat bot, but yeah, she ended a 3-year engagement to marry her AI generated boyfriend.
I didn't even know you can marry. Like, this has gone to a new level. I know people have had relationships, but to go to like a ceremony, you're in your white gown and there's an officiant that's marrying what, your phone or your laptop?
I mean, how are you like a member of her family and legitimately like, well, congratulations. Like, this is so awkward.
Here's your wedding gift.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Mercedes in the morning. Las Vegas has some views that you love, and then there's some views that you just want to completely delete from your memory. Every area, I think, has one. And, you know, whether it's a construction zone or an intersection that feels kind of like it's cursed, or the project that just never ends. What is the giant eyesore that you see in town? Steph, you ran into one yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, and it's right by my husband's work, and I dread going there because of this eyesore. So I'm dropping something off at my husband's work, and on the way there, you have to take Maryland Parkway right near UNLV. That's this construction zone. It's like a project they're doing for the bus rapid transit project. And man, I'm telling you, there are cones all the way from the airport all the way to like the Boulevard Mall. It's just nonstop. And when I'm driving there, I notice there are pedestrians everywhere. I feel so bad for all of the UNLV students, especially right in front of the student union. It goes down for miles, and it's just like, I don't know, what would you say, like a dusty headache, in my opinion?
Just too much like construction going on down there?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it, but man, it goes from like two lanes to one lane, and then the turning lane, you have to get into to the cones and stuff, but it is something that I dread going down there because it's such a headache and such an eyesore.
I have not been down there for a really long time, and it sounds like I should not go down there for a really long time. But yeah, I mean, I think there's those areas all over town. Is there a place for you that you think is such an eyesore here in Las Vegas? 702-364-9400. There is, I haven't been there in a couple of months, but there was an old Kmart shopping center on Rainbow and Spring Mountain, and that place needs serious help. Like every time I drive by, I just feel like it is begging for someone to put it out of its misery. Like flatten it already. Take care of it. That whole corner looks so tired and just forgotten, and I feel like it just drags everything down around it. And I don't know why we keep pretending it's fine. And again, I haven't been there in a couple of months. Maybe something has changed, but the last time I was there, I like, this corner is so sad.
I know exactly. Is it like a plaza that looks just completely dead?
It's deserted. Oh. It's like, it used to be a Kmart there, and it's just the saddest thing. Biggest eyesore in Vegas, 702-364-9400. Hey, Stacey, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
I think that it is the exit from the 95 at Sunset, where those green metal trees are falling apart. There's a little swale that's like the size of my hand in the middle of a bunch of rocks, and a little roadrunner. Like, it could have been cute if it was giant, but it's all old and falling apart. And every day that I see it, I just get so mad.
I know what you're talking about. It's like we have to upkeep things. Like if we want to put cute stuff, like let's do the upkeep on them. I totally know what you're talking about, Stacey. That is a good one. This one says, my school is an eyesore. What school do you go to? I really am curious.
Call them out.
Let's talk to John. John, biggest eyesore in Vegas. What do you think?
Honestly, growing, born and raised here, the biggest eyesore is where the original Wet n Wild used to be. It's an empty lot. It's been there for years.
Yes. And then just on that same area, it's not an eyesore anymore, but do you guys remember when they just like stopped construction on the Fountain Blue? Like it wasn't the Fountain Blue. Like it was just a big empty building for like years.
And it took them what, 10 years to finally open or something like that for the Fountain Blue?
Like didn't they put a curtain over it, John? Do you remember like there was like some fake curtain that made it look like it was a building?
Yes, they did. They put curtains over it. Then it went through like three different companies before they finally figured out what to do with it.
I'm so glad they finally figured that out, because that was such an eyesore.
Now it's beautiful.
Yeah, now like thank goodness they finally did something with it. Let's talk to Kyle. Kyle, biggest eyesore in Vegas. What do you think?
Alder Highway in Henderson. The whole Alder Highway strip.
It seems very like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just like kind of deserted down there. You know what I mean?
Well, they're redoing it for the buses, and they have the whole thing tore up, and there's no construction going on. Everyone is just piled into one or two lanes, sometimes one, sometimes two. It's a mess.
Yeah, I really hope they get that like cleaned up and looking better. Ramon, do you have one? Born and raised in Vegas, what do you think's the biggest eyesore?
Let's go with my East Side peeps. Probably a bad rep, but
the intersection of Nellis and Charleston. People running red lights, people not using the crosswalks, fatalities, speeding. Please, my peeps,
yeah,
be careful out there.
Fatalities are definitely eyesores. Yes. We never want to see that happen to anyone. Absolutely. Are you in that part of town all the time?
When I visit my parents, yes.
Yeah, that's like where you were. That's where you were raised, right?
Born and raised on Washington and Pecos, to be exact.
Oh my gosh, there's so many places. We're getting some more text. This one says the Summerlin Parkway flyover looks like a Lego set someone gave up on. I never really thought about that.
I love that visual in my head.
My biggest headache is the 215 in Decatur. Every time I get there, the lanes look different. Oh my gosh, yeah, it's so confusing.
Yes,
that is a really big one. This says the airport connector construction took years off of my life. And then the real eyesore is the one house on my street with 12 yard flamingos and a broken fence. Yeah.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Sherry, good morning. You're caller 20.
Hey.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I hope so.
Okay, you know how it works. You have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. When you do, you are going to get 2 passes to our advanced screening of Wicked for Good. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Sherry, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
It's customary to do this if you are standing under a mistletoe.
Kiss.
Yes. Finish the lyrics. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle.
All the way.
Yes. Mel B is best known as which Spice Girl?
Scary Spice.
Yes. What is the shopping day that happens the day after Thanksgiving? Hello?
Hello?
What is the shopping day that happens the day after Thanksgiving?
Black Friday.
Yes. In regards to aviation, what do the letters FAA stand for?
Federal Air Administration?
No. The Da Vinci Code opens with a murder in which famous museum?
The Louvre.
Yes. What do animals do to conserve energy when food is scarce in winter?
Hibernation.
Yes. What do you call the study of living things?
Biology.
Yes. What color road does Dorothy take to get to the wizard?
The yellow brick road.
Yes. Name the candy that is striped and peppermint flavored. No. Sherry, I think your phone connection did us dirty too, because I have a feeling maybe you answered Black Friday and the phone cut out. We were all just sitting here and I was like, hello.
I know.
Oh my gosh. That means you did not conquer the Mega Minute. The question that we skipped in regards to aviation, which I just said part of the answer, what do the letters FAA stand for? Federal Aviation Administration. I'm so sorry, Sherry. That is a heartbreaker. You did so good.
She
knew all of these. Oh my goodness. That means caller 20 right now, you get these passes, 2 of them to our advanced screening of Wicked for Good at AMC Town Square. On the 18th, you're going to also qualify for front of the line passes. Caller 20, you get those right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime, Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Well, air travel, it's still a mess. Even though the shutdown ended, airlines say delays and cancellations could keep rolling out for about a week. More than 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday. More than 2,400 were delayed. Chicago O'Hare, they saw 52 cancellations. Denver is seeing quite a few of them. So same with Atlanta. The FAA froze flight reductions at 6% while they figure out how fast things can scale back up. But airlines were supposed to cut operations even more, but the reopening stopped that. The good news is Thanksgiving week looks untouched.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So airlines say those flights are still safe. No cancellations on the books for those flights.
You should have seen me last week. I was refreshing my Southwest app like it was Instagram.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Yes, so I had 4 flights. Here, Harry Reid to Oakland to San Diego, San Diego to Vegas, Thank God they weren't major delays, but I did experience one on Tuesday on Veterans Day, and I thought, oh man, are we going to experience, like, is it going to keep getting delayed? It was only delayed 30 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. I kind of assume my flight's going to be delayed for at least 30 minutes. Yeah. That's just kind of in my mind. Also this morning, there's finally a study that rewards you for doing something fun. Researchers found people who listen to music most days cut their dementia risk by 39%.
Wow.
39. The person who ran the study says that they even started listening more because of the results. Like, just find some music to just vibe to, whether it's in your car or, you know, blasting something while you're folding laundry. You're supporting your brain and your mood at the same time, which, you know, just a reminder to turn up something that feels good. That's why we try to play all the good music here in the morning.
Well, I'm glad I'm blasting my earlobes at the gym with my headphones on, you know, full volume.
Yeah, it's helping you, not just with your body, but your mind too. What are you listening to these days?
Let's see. My first song here right now, you're not going to believe, is actually Taylor Swift, The Fate of Ophelia.
Oh, no kidding.
It's my number one song right now.
I would never have predicted that from you. Never.
But then it goes to, like, Say You'll Haunt Me by Stone Sour right after that.
Okay, that's a very versatile playlist, I would say. What about you, Mercedes?
I just looked at the last thing I listened to is the new Rosalia album. Have you guys listened to it?
No. How is it?
Amazing. Amazing. I've never, like, been, like, a super fan, but I had a friend that was like, have you listened to this album? Like, it's brand new. And I could not stop listening to it. I don't know. It just sounds so different from what I thought. Huh. It's going to win Grammys. It's going to win Grammys. Like, I'm confident
in that. I got to check it out. I love her.
So good. What about you?
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. Always on repeat.
Yeah, it was a short and sweet album. I love that album. I just listened to Good Graces on the way to work. So that's my jam.
Do you like the new album?
I do like it. It grew on me because I do love the 70s, like, groovy vibe that she gives off with my man's best friend. But I still can't. It doesn't top Short and Sweet for
me. That's the one for you. But finally this morning, you can trick yourself into making your house a happy place and put yourself in a good mood. But sometimes you notice these little things around the house that kind of make you unhappy. Well, there's a new study out that says there are things that completely can completely ruin your mood when living at home. Is there anything in your house that you look at that makes you stressed out instead of happy to be at home?
Oh my God, it was yesterday. Right now we're putting up our Christmas decorations and we have these awesome Christmas pillows. We have 5 Christmas pillows now. We just got one on Amazon. We have a Shih Tzu one, so we wanted it to kind of match the good decor. But it was the clutter on the couch because we have our regular pillows and then we had the Christmas pillows. And I told James, I'm like, we got to do something about this because it is driving me up the wall. So he organized it. He takes off our old pillows and now our couch is just the Christmas pillows. And I feel more at peace. It's weird.
Cluttered areas was the number one thing that makes our homes, that makes us unhappy in our own homes. Whether it's closets or just regular spaces, they found that cluttered spaces lead to higher stress levels, decreased productivity. So yeah, it might be time for a purge. Dim lighting, silent spaces, like peace and quiet can be soothing, but too much quiet can actually make you feel isolated. That can make you unhappy in your own home. Outdated tech. Oh my gosh, my mom, she has like such outdated tech.
What do you mean?
Well, just like she's got a big giant TV that is actually furniture.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Even better.
That's in the basement, but she's got that.
Are you talking about the big TV that has like the huge back?
It's like a wood, but there's a TV in it. Like it's just so old and I don't think it even works. I'm like, please get rid of this, you know? And then noisy neighbors. Those are the things that can make you unhappy in your own home.
I think I'm the noisy neighbor. I think I'm the one that's like...
I've been there. You're pretty noisy.
You are very noisy.
Not only am I loud, but I also have a loud husband and a loud dog.
Oh my gosh. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever been in a store and something just kind of felt a little off? Like you're just doing your normal grocery run and then you see something that makes you kind of say, uh-oh, I think something's going on. Maybe someone's wearing something that does not match the weather, or maybe there's a move that felt a little too quick. Ramon, you had one of those moments yesterday. What happened? What did you see?
So yeah, at the local, we'll just say local drugstore in the medicine aisle, you know, I was getting to that time and just minding my own business, but there was this other customer there wearing a very large drench coat, didn't judge, didn't say anything. But yeah, then all of a sudden you kind of see her hand moving in and out of her pockets and this and that. And then you know when you stand there and you look around, trying not to look suspicious, but now you look even more suspicious.
Yes.
I was doing that and hoping like, wait, is there anyone else around? Did anyone else see this? So I'm, you know, moving away from her because I don't want to be associated with her. And, you know, the whole time the dilemma is, should I say something? Should I buy her something? I don't know her situation. Maybe her kids are sick. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Very nervous. Very, help me, somebody. Please, somebody else come in this aisle and you take over.
So what did you end up doing?
I kind of just walked away and pretend I didn't see anything and hope that she's okay. I don't know. I left. I walked away and I was like, yeah, I don't want to, you know, cause a scene or anything like that.
Like, that's such a weird position to be in if you see someone that is potentially shoplifting. And it's like you said, you don't know if the person is just desperate and needs something. And so to go up and be like, hey, can I help you buy something? Who knows if they, like, smack you in the head with a bottle of formula, like, get out of my way, you know? Or you don't want to offend someone. Maybe you saw it wrong and maybe they weren't stealing anything. Or do you go to the store owner or the manager and say, like, hey, I think someone on aisle 7 is taking something? Like, are you supposed to report shoplifters? Or, like, what do you guys really do? 702-364-9400. What would you have done in that situation? Would you, I think I probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I was going back and forth, and I was like, you know what? Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to call security over, like, a can of soup or, you know, a bottle of aspirin. I probably just would have minded my own business and hoped, you know, whatever she was going through got lighter at some point. But, like, what do you guys think he should have done? What would you have done?
Honestly, I agree. Like, you never know someone's situation. I don't want to assume that they even though they looked the suspicious part, even though you may have thought what you've seen, you don't ever want to assume and fool you, or shame on you, if it was wrong. If they really weren't shoplifting, they may have just looked the part and you saw what you saw was wrong. I would never want to put myself in that situation and I'd feel bad. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, could you see what she was taking?
It looked just, you know, just like medicine, you know, NyQuil, Tylenol, stuff like that for kids. So again,
kids.
Yes. So obviously a soft spot. But again, maybe she didn't want to carry it. And when I get up to the register, I'll take it out of my pocket.
Okay. So that's where you got me. The fact that it's for kids, that.
Yep.
But if it was like alcohol or then I might. Say something as I'm walking out. Like, I want to make sure I'm not there. You know,
give me one too.
This text just came in. It says, you should have reported her. That is the problem. Everyone looks the other way. Stores lose money. Prices go up for the rest of us. If you see someone stealing and you stay silent, you are part of the problem too.
Do you feel like you should have, like, thinking back and just hearing that, maybe there was a subtle way you could have said something?
I was just so nervous and so anxious. I would have been afraid to, you know, ask for a manager. I don't think so. I don't have any regrets as of right now.
I think that you got me on the medicine for kids, but have you ever stolen anything? Like, maybe you were in a desperate situation or you... You know, were a kid and you made a stupid decision. I remember I accidentally stole like a poster once. You remember when you could buy the posters?
Mm-hmm.
We were at a Walgreens, I think, me and my friends, and we were looking at posters and makeup and stuff. And I saw a poster I liked and I put it under my arm to buy it. But then we started looking at other stuff and she's like, okay, I'm good, let's go. And I walked out and it was still under my arm and I didn't realize it until I left. And I was convinced they were going to come get me. I was like, oh my gosh, I stole this. Why didn't anything go off? Like, they're going to put a metal detector on a poster. Like, who cares? And I went back and I was like in tears and I snuck in and I just put it back and walked back out because I was so afraid.
As a kid, I have stolen and I got caught for doing it. It was one of those things where, like, oh, you'll be fine if you do it. I went to, let's just say, one of those big stores, that department stores or those stores that has everything. And I remember being in high school and my friend was like, just steal the Burt's Bees. It's small. Just put it in your pocket. Well, we did it. We ended up going through self-checkout just to pretend that we were buying something. Once we went out of self-checkout, a guy that was dressed normally, those secret shoppers, they said, excuse me, I need you guys to be pulled to the side. They pulled us to the side. They made us check our pockets. And they said, we need to call your parents. So it was a whole ordeal. I ended up calling my brother pretending that he was my dad. And they finally let me go.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, nice. Yeah, what happened to you when you shoplifted? What would you have done in this situation? We're getting a lot of texts. And I'm really surprised at what people who work in retail are saying on the text. This is not the reaction I expected. And it's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about shoplifting and actually seeing someone shoplift. Ramon was at the store yesterday and he saw a woman putting medicine for for children, like Tylenol for kids, NyQuil for kids, in her jacket, and he didn't say anything. Do you think you should report something like that when you see a shoplifter? Do you mind your own business? Really interesting texts that we're getting. A lot of people saying that they don't report that stuff. They just watch people steal. And even if you're working there. Now, Lori, your wife manages a CVS?
Yes, and she manages for CVS.
What is the protocol when there's a shoplifter?
Corporate tells them to not stop them for their safety because you don't know who you're messing with. And me personally, I mean, if I see a mom taking kids' Tylenol, I didn't see anything. I'm sorry, but I didn't see it.
I know. I'm with you. I know it's not right to steal. I know that. But I am not going to stop a mother from trying to help her child. You don't know what situation she's in at that point.
You never know. And you never know if they're in danger or if they're a danger in any situation.
Yeah. Some of the texts that we're getting kind of reiterate what you're saying, Lori. This one says, I work at a Walgreens and I've seen people literally put stuff down their pants. I don't say anything. It is not worth me getting hurt over. The corporation will be just fine. This one says, I was in a rough part of town at a CVS and watched two different people walk out with items without even hiding them.
Wow.
Directly in front of every employee. I mentioned it and they just shrugged their shoulders and said they can't do anything to stop them.
And then when people hear this, it's like, what makes me want to... No, it entices me. Maybe I can get away with stuff like this. So
no,
don't
get enticed, Steph. No, don't start stealing stuff.
No, I would never. Even though when I was a kid, I stole some Burt's Bees.
The Burt's Bees.
I'm sorry, Mom.
That was a lifetime ago. We don't do that anymore.
Oh, my God. She doesn't even know about it. So if she's listening right now, sorry, Mom.
Is the statute of limitations up on your grounding? Do you get grounded as an adult?
Middle 30-year-old woman?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Natalia. Good morning. Natalia.
Hi.
Hello. You're a caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. We want to get you these Mark Anthony tickets. Your category is breadwinners. November is National Bread Month. So these are all foods that have some type of bread in them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be okay. We just need 6 and 60 seconds. Just think carbs. Think, yeah. we'll get this. We'll get this. I'm very confident. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
So confident, you guys. 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
You go to Subway to get one of these.
Chicken sandwich.
Well, just a sandwich, yeah. This is this is like has pepperoni on it. It's round.
As a pizza?
Yes. This is you might have this for a side at an Italian restaurant. It makes your breath smell bad. You might dip it in the sauce.
Is a gnocchi a gnocchi?
No, let's pass on that. You're going to have, this is like a Greek sandwich. You use this kind of bread on it.
Pita bread.
Yes, pita. This is, it kind of looks like a burrito, but it's like a sandwich burrito, and it, you call it a what? Like a chicken buffalo what?
It's like a wrap?
Yes, it's a wrap. This is a dessert, and it's very sweet.
Oh no, that's tiny.
Man, bread was hard.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. Both heads up this morning were so difficult. I don't know if it's me losing my touch or if these were just really hard categories. Natalia, I'm so sorry. We passed on garlic bread. And then we're just now on bread pudding. It's like impossible to say that without saying the word bread.
Yeah.
But that means no winner today for Ether Heads Up. Oh my gosh. That means caller 20, you are going to get those tickets right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So excited. Next week is race week, F1. Coming to Las Vegas. I am seriously freaking out. The drivers, the cars, like all of it. I cannot wait.
You know, you talk about F1 and all of the knowledge that you have. Like, I'm a little envious because I know nothing about F1 and I want to learn so bad.
You know what? I don't think that you're alone. I think a lot of locals kind of feel that way where it's like, okay, this is a big deal, but I don't know anything. So I've brought an expert on the show. I have for you all that want to learn a little more about F1, F1 for the 702, and it is my daughter, Sophie!
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How excited are you about F1 coming to Vegas?
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited.
Now, I thought we could do something really cool, Soph. So a lot of people don't realize how much personality there is with some of the drivers of F1. And I thought it would be really cool if you could compare like the biggest names in F1 to the biggest pop stars, just to give people an idea of their personalities and, you know, how they drive, things like that.
Absolutely. You know, I always come through.
She sure does. She really does.
Okay, so let's go with who I think is probably the biggest name in F1 right now, Lewis Hamilton. If you could compare Lewis to a pop star, who would that be?
Well, I feel like there's only one name that can really encapsulate Lewis Hamilton, and that is Beyonce.
What? Did you just say my girl Beyonce? Lewis Hamilton is the Beyonce of F1 drivers?
1,000%.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Beyonce has the most Grammys of all time. Lewis has the most titles of all time. Beyonce just made a really stark change over to country. Lewis just made a massive change to go over to Ferrari.
Oh my God, does Beyonce know this?
And both of them have just shown such poise and are just amazing in both of their fields. They don't let the pressure get to them. They stay calm and they focus on their craft.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay, the leader in the points right now is my favorite driver, Lando Norris. Who is Lando?
I think Lando is Charlie XCX.
Oh.
Why do you say that?
Well, besides the fact that they're both known for their distinctive green colors, Lando Norris has his fluoro-colored helmet. But I feel like you either love or hate Lando. I feel like he, like Charlie, he says some controversial things sometimes, but the fans are very loyal.
Does Lando have, did he have like an era like Brat Summer? Like what was his Brat Summer?
It's his helmet, isn't it?
I definitely say his helmet. And then also just some comments towards some of the other drivers, because he said to Lewis once after Lewis congratulated him, he said to Lewis, well, you guys had the best car for a few years then, now we have it.
He's wow. Yeah, he's not shy.
A little spicy there.
Interesting. Okay, I'm learning so much. Sophie, who's next?
Let's talk about the Taylor Swift. Is there a Taylor Swift in F1?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Who?
And as expected, my favorite driver. It is.
Max Verstappen
is the Taylor Swift of F1 drivers. That is news to me.
Absolutely. Because like Beyonce and Taylor, people are constantly comparing Max and Lewis for who is the GOAT of F1. But also, Max just has that pure skill. He's always coming out to perform. He has that mentality of, I am the best. And I'm going to be the best. And everyone is constantly trying to knock him off the top. Taylor, she's always jumping up to the top of the charts, and everyone's trying to take her off the top. And everyone also treats Max that way as well.
See, there you have it. Those are three of the biggest names. And Sophie, I think what we need to do is every day next week leading up to the race, have you on. You can answer a question that people text in about F1, or maybe you can just give us some quick little fun fact every single day. F1 for the 702. Are you up for it?
Absolutely. Anything for my Vegas community.
Oh, I love this, Sophie. Love you. Thank you for teaching us.
Max Verstappen. Thanks, Sophie.
Of course. Have a great day, everyone.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
There's been a lot of talk about crime on the Strip and whether it's getting worse or if we're just, you know, hearing the loudest voices in the room. Lawmakers are talking about bringing back something called the Resort Corridor Court. Had you heard of that before?
I've never, no.
It only existed for a short time, and it handled Strip crimes, and it issued order outs, which are basically stay away orders that kind of ban people from the area. And supporters say that the court kept the Strip safe for tourists and the people who work there. And critics say all it does is target homeless people. And so there was a lot of talk about that. Well, the Nevada Independent, they pulled more than a decade's worth of data to figure out what was actually happening down there. And trespassing came out as the most common crime on the Strip. And a lot of those order out violations never really stuck. 31% were dismissed. Only 57% ended with a guilty ruling. And chronic offenders were really rare. It sounds like maybe someone got a little too excited over a weekend visit and did something that got them trespassed. Most people violated once and never again. The biggest headline, though, in the data is this: crime has dropped since that court closed. Charges fell from more than 7,000 in 2023 down to under 5,000 in 2024. And petty offenses like trespassing and disorderly conduct are down since last November.
That is actually great news. Do you think that the tourism has an effect? Like, if tourism is down, is crime down as well?
Well, you would think that those two numbers would correlate at some point. But how much was tourism down,
true,
I guess, is the question. Like, we keep hearing that, but I I'm sure the numbers are out there. I haven't seen the numbers. I'm not sure, but I'm wondering. I notice when I do go down to the strip, yeah, there are people that are homeless there. There are people that are trying to get you to buy things or pay for this and that, like, you know, the fake Elmos and stuff.
Hey, I like the fake Minnie Mouses and Mickey Mouses. Yeah,
the guys with the cards that are slapping them on their hands.
Hey, are those still on the strip?
But they're not doing anything. They're not bothering me, you know?
No, I always tell my friends or family members that come to visit and they stay on the strip, it's just, you know, be careful. Just like any other city, though.
Yes.
Like, think about it. Any other big city, there's crime there. We're not any different, although we sell alcohol 24 hours a day.
I just say, act like you know where you're going. Don't walk around like, you know.
Taking videos of the Laura. Oh my God, yes. Look at how beautiful.
It sounds like things are getting better down there. Also this morning, Live Nation, they just did a survey of people around the world. And we've been talking a lot about music this morning. It seems like we heard earlier that it helps people with dementia,
yes,
from getting dementia. Mm-hmm. Now, we find out it is the number one way we want to be entertained. If you had to pick one form of entertainment forever, 39% say they would choose going to concert. And that's double the vote count for movies. 70% say they would rather see their favorite artist than even get lucky that night.
I
would pick the concert.
Sorry, babe. If I'm going to go see Beyonce or stay in with you, I could do that any other night.
What is your guys' like form of entertainment? Would you pick a concert over a movie, like going out to dinner, stuff like that?
Movie all day. That's pretty obvious for me, though.
You're not a big concert guy, are you?
I mean, it has to be like a big artist. Like, The Weeknd was dope. I mean, Ludacris doesn't tour anymore. I don't know who else. Eminem, maybe I'll go see.
But that's it for you. And then you're a concert person.
Oh, I love concerts.
Same with me.
I'd much rather go to a concert than like go to the movies or even just go out to eat. I'm more like, when are we going to get there? When are we going to get the merch? Like, I'm all about the concerts.
But I did go to Nashville one year, you know, Honky Tonk Highway, the Broadway, that one street.
Yeah.
Live music all up and down that street. And that was fabulous. So
yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just something about music that it just heals my soul. This morning they announced Olivia Dean is coming into town in concert. And I immediately put that on my calendar, like, when do tickets go on sale? Like, it just, I love music.
And I always go to you, Mercedes, when like people are coming to town or when, you know, tickets are about to be on pre-sale. Like, are you getting them? Are you like, you're always on top of it.
I always like put that stuff in my calendar. It's like I have every concert ticket date sale. And I know a lot of people are like, can't you get them from the radio station? I am not taking the risk that I don't get them. I am just gonna buy them myself, you know.
Yep.
Finally this morning, this one feels straight out of Black Mirror. A Los Angeles startup released an app that lets you talk to AI versions of people who have passed.
What?
Would you guys do this? They say 3 minutes of video of that person is enough to build a digital avatar that you can FaceTime forever. And they even made an ad where a pregnant woman calls her deceased mom to share updates about her baby. And then the kid grows up and keeps talking to the AI grandma.
No!
Like, she's still there.
This is weird.
I know. The reaction online is really split. Some people say it's comforting. Others say it really crosses an ethical line. But either way, AI is moving fast.
Would you do something like this, like with your dad?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I could. I think I did once, like one of those websites, like, I don't know, one of those weird websites where you can, like legacy.com or something, had this AI thing where you could just upload the picture and then it would have movement of the person.
Oh, kind of like at the Haunted Mansion?
Yes, yes. And I did that and it freaked me out. I was like, nope, nope, I don't like this, because it had him like turn and look and smile. And I was like, I do not like this. It's no way. I'm not doing it. So I would definitely not want to talk to him.
Yeah, that's weird. You, coming from the story of in the Hot 3 a couple of hours ago, when you said that a girl married someone that was an AI person, yeah. Married, and now we're talking to the people that are, you know, have passed. I can't do that. I can't get behind stuff like this.
Do you guys think it's too much? I mean, it's starting to scare me a little bit.
Yeah, it's getting way too much. I just don't understand the psychology behind it, where maybe people feel lonely. I get that you're lonely, but is that really fulfilling for you? Is that getting what you need to live your life?
Well, there's even an app where you guys can text Jesus. Have you guys seen
what?
That one?
Shut up. You can text Jesus Christ.
you can text him and like ask him questions. And like, it's so bizarre.
Wait, what's a website?
I think it's actually an app that you download. And it was on the Today Show the
pass,
other day.
Pass on all this. This is crazy.
But they even have it where you can pay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.